It's Ludacris called Runaway Love. Lwenza nje lokubalekela uthando emzansi kuthiwa abantwana inani labantwana abazalwayo lishona phansi since 2001 and the biggest dip was in 2024 where we had 60,000 less kids than the previous year. And I think this is a conversation that requires an expert in the field. That's why we got Dr. Mkati from Mkati Med to come and chat to us about these numbers. Dr. Mkati, welcome to Rise FM.
Sawubona. Ngiyabonga ukuthi ningi-invite namuhla rihabile. Ngibingelela abalaleli emakhaya.
Sibonga kakhulu, Bob. Dokotela, South Africa has seen a noticeable drop in births, more than 60,000 fewer babies in the past year. From a medical standpoint and lifestyle perspective, what are the biggest factors influencing this decline?
Well, there is a lot of factors that seems to be influencing this. If I can count most of them, they are about lifestyle, socio-economic, and the correction of inequalities that are happening. When you look at it, when you look at the birth rate, that's when you look at the number of kids that are born in a population per specific time, probably in a year. And then we see that there's a dip between 2023 and 2024. Probably we can say that people are changing. This thing depends on the women for sure and their willingness to have kids. And then most of the women then now, they choose to delay this child birth and focus on all other things. Maybe they focus on careers, you know, and then they look at the financial, the economy. They look at all other things and prefer maybe to do other things, to go study, to go work, to go overseas. Yeah.
And yes, we realize that financial strain can delay major decisions like marriage and children. But how deeply does mental health, anxiety, and the pressures of modern life affect also the diet that we are eating now, Dokotela? Zontathu nje lezinto siyibala kanjalo. Ucabanga ukuthi zina umphumela?
Yes, of course, they have umphumela, right? At this point in time, mostly we know that men are affected mostly mental health. They are the biggest player of this. And then their interaction with women, fane kube ukuthi kube good interaction. We've been talking about GBV here. There are campaigns going on and everything. So there is this social tension between the people who are supposed to come together so that these babies can be made, right? And you see when you when you compare the fertility rate, the number of kids per woman from, let's say, 1980s until now, it has dropped from 4 kids per woman to 2 kids per woman, right? And then when you look at that distribution, you find that on the other high end, you find that there are women who are giving birth more, a little bit more. You find 4 kids, and there are women who are not actually interested even in having kids, and then the average makes about 2 per woman. So there has been a huge decline. Probably, yes, the willingness goes together with the mental health, and the media is influencing as well some of the trend, and the social media being the biggest driver of this.
Now, for those couples, Dr. Mkati, who are saying we are delaying because of our dreams, our objectives in terms of economic stability, we're just delaying, but we know we want to have kids. What are some of the key medical as well as emotional checks that they should be doing now to protect their long-term fertility. Bangathi sebayithola bathi sesi ready sesime kahle manje, and then only to find that umzimba uthi no, you have delayed too much.
Yes. That is a very important factor. When you look at the distribution of the people who are giving birth a lot, you find that it's between 20 to 35, right? That is the average. They contribute maybe to 80% of the birth rate. And then you get the outliers where people get kids before the age of 18, right? From about 12 years, those are the outliers. And then you have the outliers of people who are giving birth between 38 and 45 years. And giving birth too early or too late, of course, is associated with the complications, right? That can come into the mother. The mother, if they give a birth too late, you find that they've got a chronic disease, or they can give a birth to kids with anomalities, chromosomal anomalies like Down's syndrome and all sorts of things. So you end up, which advice you should give people, right? Because now too early also has its complications. They can have preterm delivery. They can have postpartum psychosis, depression, because they are too young to even understand what is going on, or the baby as well can be neglected, and this person still has to rush into studying. When you give birth while you are studying as well, it puts social pressure to the couple, as well as to the parents of the couple. They have to look after the child, or they have to employ another person who's going to look after the child. So if you're having kids too late, it's good that you check with your partner that everything is right before going on, and also making sure that people are healthy. And there's another trend that we should not forget to mention, that the sexually transmitted infections as well play a big role in making people not willing to have kids too early or at all. People are scared of HIV. You remember, Rehabile, that we were talking about the World AIDS Day and saying people must be careful, you know. And then now we're talking about that the fertility rate has come down. And then we're talking about that infertility now is becoming more common, since people are choosing to have kids later. And then one of the factors that are contributing to infertility in addition to age are the sexually transmitted infection. Yeah.
Yo, Dokotela, sibonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho. We are considering you a friend of the show uma ngabe sidinga ukuthi sixazululekelwe mayelana nezimo ezifanele eziphathelene ne health. Siyobe sixhumana nawe baba. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much for having me in your radio. I look forward to more and more talks, especially when there's anything in the health calendar. I'll be very happy to be involved. And also a shout out to Umageba Okido for making this possible for me.
Super stuff. It is Dr. Mgadi of Mgadi Med. We're talking about fertility going down, as well as the birth rate of kids going down. What is happening? Uyixazululile ubaba. Siyabonga.